You know, I think back to 2013 and where I was in regards to my diet. And when I say my diet, I mean my food and drink consumption. I was on soda. I was on whatever, you know, Sunny D, whatever drink I wanted. I was just drinking whatever I want, putting whatever I wanted in my body, eating whatever I want. I had no thought about nutrition. I just wasn't, it wasn't a part of my psyche. It wasn't a part of my world. I'm like, I wasn't looking for nutritional value. I was looking for, does it taste good? Does it look good? Does it make me happy to eat it? And that was it. And so if it fit that criteria, it came into my house. And here's the thing that I've learned since then. If it's not good for your heart, don't put it in your cart, because your health starts with that cart or that basket or whatever you're using nowadays, whatever you have delivered to the door. It starts with what enters into the house, of course. All right. Where you're about to go for the drive-through. I used to be the queen of the drive-through, you all. I just didn't care. I said, I need something quick. I'm busy. I don't have time to cook. I don't have time to meal prep. I don't have time. Just give it to me. Give me something hot. Give me something tasty. I don't care about the nutritional value. Well, you all, that is a quick way to disease. It is a quick way to a life of dis-ease, displeasure, discomfort, discouragement, all of that dissing. Okay, so I had to flip it around. And let me tell you, though I'm not where I want to be, I truly want to work towards a life of being vegetarian and then vegan, and just really, I'm not there yet, but those are my long-term goals. But I don't eat like I used to. I don't put crap in my cart anymore. I don't put bullshit in my basket. I really and truly think about, read labels, get mindful of calories, nutritional value before I take it home. More beans, greens, more seeds, more lean meats, less dairy now. It's, you know, it's just making a difference. And it has made that, along with implementing exercise 3 to 5 times a week, has truly made a positive impact. So I wanted to just come on right now and just ask you to be more mindful. Just make a small change. Just say, okay, we're not going to do soda. We're not going to do potato chips. We're not going to do sweets. And you don't have to do all of the, eliminate all of that at once. It's just, you know, mine started off with, let's get rid of soda. Let's get rid of bacon. It was those two things that I decided to get rid of. And so it again, it doesn't have to be drastic. It can be one small change that can start to make a difference for your health. Be mindful of your health. Be mindful of the food that you put into your body. Until next time, this is Sharice Taylor, your pop of positivity with Happier Life Today. I'll talk with you again soon.